to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
It's Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. Really nice to be with you today. Have you ever heard people talk about the pecking order? I think it's correct to say that every society, organisation, and even a schoolyard's got a pecking order. Human nature dictates that there are those who are served and those who do the serving. It's an interesting concept, isn't it? In the old days, masters had servants to do all the menial work for them, and I guess in some parts of the world, this is still the case. And I'm thinking now of the days of Jesus when he was here on earth over 2,000 years ago. And in those days, the roads, they were not very good. They were dusty. People, of course, walked a long way and their feet got very dusty on these dusty roads. So it was common to have your feet washed before sitting down to share in a meal. Now, who was going to do it? It wasn't a very pleasant task, unappealing. They had the servants or the slaves. And the disciples of Jesus, they were not prepared to wash feet. It was really a menial task beneath their dignity. Even the students of a rabbi had too much dignity to wash their master's feet. So if you were a woman, if you were a slave, or if you were a servant, well, it was your job to wash feet. Yet Jesus came with an interesting message. It was very different. And he taught that those who would be great are those most prepared to serve others. Now, it was certainly very different to hear Jesus, a religious leader, in fact, any religious leader, talking like that. And so you guessed that the followers of Jesus had some difficulty understanding, really, is this for real? And we read, for example, in John chapter 13, a very interesting occasion here at a meal that Jesus shared with his disciples, a very close moment when Jesus actually washed their feet. And we read from John chapter 13 that he rose from the table, took off his outer garment, and he tied a towel around his waist, and he poured some water into a basin, and he began to wash the disciples' feet and to dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who objected. He said, "Are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus said, "You don't understand what I'm doing, but you will understand later." And Peter declared, "Never at any time will you wash my feet." He wasn't going to have that. But Jesus answered, "If I don't wash your feet, you will no longer be my disciple." So Peter answered, "Lord, don't just wash only my feet, wash my hands and my head." And Jesus explained a little bit further. Now I go on to verse 12, where Jesus said, after he'd washed their feet, he put his garment back on, returned to his place. "Do you understand what I've done to you?" he said. "You call me teacher and Lord, and it's right that you do that. I, your Lord and teacher, have just washed your feet. You then should wash one another's feet." And here's what he said, "I've set you an example so that you will do just what I have done for you." Now, this was a remarkable thing because the disciples would never expect Jesus to actually wash their feet. And you know what was happening here? Jesus demonstrated that true greatness is not about position or who you are or how important you are, but it's all about attitude. And in Matthew's gospel, we see, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. Whoever wants to be first must be your slave." Another day, James and John had spoken to Jesus, and they said, "Look, there's something we want you to do for us." "Yes," Jesus said, "what is it?" "Well, when you sit on your throne in your kingdom, we want you to let us sit with you, one on your right and one on your left." And Jesus said, "Well, you really don't know what you're asking. Can you be prepared to drink the cup of suffering that I am?" And so Jesus went on to say, "If one of you wants to be great, you must be the servant of the rest. And if one of you wants to be first, you must be the slave of all. The Son of Man did not come to be served. He came to serve and to give his life to redeem many people." Now, Jesus is not about destroying authority, because there'll always be positions of leadership, and it doesn't mean that he should be treated like a doormat, but he's talking about acting for others, being true servants. And I think it's a great concept, something that's worth thinking about. Well, Lord, we thank you for generous people who use their time and strength for the benefit of others. Lord, enable us to give of our hands because, Lord, that's what you've done for us. Jesus came to be our servant. Lord, help us to be generous. And I offer this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.